Well, hello everyone. Rare Friday video from me today. It's been a very busy week for me. I gave my talk on Foundations of Shakespeare on Wednesday. That was a great event. It was sold out. There were lots of interesting and intelligent people there. And if you came to that, thanks for coming along. It was good. And to the organizers, of course. And then I stayed overnight in London on Wednesday night, and on Thursday, I did Pete McCormack's show again, and it was a pretty long interview. And then afterwards, we had a good chat, me and him, about Restore Britain. And, just in the interest of honesty, we both have a few little concerns. And I said that I would, to Pete then, that I would put out this video to give some recommendations on what they could do immediately to just kind of improve things. This is not to say the lads are doing a bad job at all, but it is to say, I think if they did these things that I'm recommending, they can avoid some of the rakes and the traps that are laid before them, because the path is perilous, make no mistake. And in the past week or so, they've been attacked from many different angles, from all sorts of, sniveling Tory boys. Before we get going, I'll remind people, if you pick up a course, if you pick up Foundations of Shakespeare and send the receipt to the publishers, they'll sell you this for half price. If you pick up Foundations of Writing, it will help you do some of the things I'm about to talk about, because we're talking about messaging and communication today. If you pick up Foundations of Logic and Rhetoric, that would also be good, not just if you're working for Restore, but just, in life in general. I had somebody message me just this morning saying that, since they've done Foundations of Writing, it's improved things massively at, for work emails and things like that. Anyway, let us get going then. And I will cut to the quick. What is the essential problem I see at the moment with Restore? And I should say my whiteboard here, unfortunately, I had my daughter here about a week or so ago, and she's half inched my pen, so I can't write on the whiteboard anymore. I don't know where she's put it. I can't find it anywhere. 6-year-old girls are want to like hide things in drawers and stuff like that, or scribble. I cannot find so there's no whiteboard. I've had to write it on a piece of paper here. So I'll just go through these points, but if you want to take notes, get your own piece of paper and you can write it down as we go. So the first issue that I see at the moment, with the greatest of respect to the team there and to Rupa, is one of message discipline. Okay, the problem is that we have a lot of chefs in the kitchen. And it's not always clear, in fact, where they stand vis-a-vis the party. You've got Connor Tomlinson out there. You've got Charlie Downs, of course. You've got Harrison Pitt. You've got Lewis out there. And you've got Rupert's own feed and various other people I've seen. And they all sound like they have their own ideas. They all sound like they, they're not quite on the same page. This is a problem. And what I would recommend is having, in the world of TV, when you're working on a TV series, they had something called a series Bible, where no matter who it was, who was writing on the show, who the producer was, who the director was, they could go to the series Bible and that would answer whatever the question was. But I would actually go beyond that for this and say something like, Restore needs five bullet points, okay, that are short and to the point, no faff, no nothing. I'm talking like a few words for each bullet point. Like one of the points could be, for example, no to foreign wars. Okay, this is how short I'm talking about. No to foreign wars. Okay, whatever. And you could have to come up with five different things about what Restore Britain stands for, whether it's Harrison who comes up with those as the policy guy, or whether they just hold a team meeting and they agree amongst themselves, this is what we as a party stand for. And those five bullet points are then repeated by all of the different members of the team. They know where, and they don't have their own kind of esoteric justifications for those 5 points. Ideally, the 5 points should be formulated in such a way that they're quick and to the point, and there's no real kind of need to justify them because they're self-explanatory. No to foreign wars is a good one, for example, because it's know what that's about, okay? And it cannot be, you know, undermined, or you can't argue it. Like, it just is what it is. Which brings me to my second point. My second point is less is more. Less is more. Now, when the Iran war started, the Restore Britain came out against the war, okay? And I noticed that Rupert had a post, and it was quite long, right, about why he was against the war. And then Connor Tomlinson had a post, and it was like an essay, you know? It was like holding up a page of this book, right? It was like that, okay? Now, if you're saying something like that on Twitter, I don't know about you, I just go, I'm not going to read it. Nobody's going to read it. And then Charlie Downs had one, also long, and Harrison had one. And look, none of them needed to write those screeds, those essays, those justifications, especially because they were all slightly different if you actually read them. They all needed to come out in unison, okay? Rupert and all of the team with the same tweet. That same tweet being, no to foreign wars. That's it. Four words, no to foreign wars. Then you're not explaining. Then your message of discipline is tight. And then you don't have to trip over yourself justifying what is a kind of common sense position held by most people in this country. Okay? The country is with that position. We've seen in all the polls. If your opponents then want to come in and trip themselves up and write their own screeds against the very simple proposition, no to foreign wars, they can knock themselves out and do that. My point is that Restore should not be tying themselves up in knots trying to justify, you know, anything, basically. They should be bold, and it should be simple, and it should be, here's what we stand for. Okay, that's just one bullet point, because it's topical. But they can come up with the other ones. And part of it has to be, right, you can take it or leave it. We stand for this. Bang. No more foreign wars. If you disagree with that, this is not the party for you. Adios. Ta-ra. Politics has to be like that at a certain level. The point is, if it's a short statement that is non-negotiable, nobody is in two minds about what the party stands for. And you don't have all of these endless back and forths and all of these endless essays. You can go and write on your Substack. Somebody can go and read that, maybe, okay? But in your capacity as a Restore, as a kind of representative, as a frontline representative of Restore, I don't think anybody should be doing these long essays. I think it's bad, frankly. One, most people just aren't going to read it. And two, these things should be pre-decided. Okay. And the justifications for the little four-word slogan, no to foreign wars, should be kind of contained in the statement. And it's obvious because the word foreign, right, means that you're doing something like a Britain first or whatever else. You know, you're concentrating on, the needs of this country as opposed to spending money on war abroad. It writes itself. You don't need the essay, is the point, okay? And then they'd have to brainstorm and come up with formulations, right? They'd have to come up with formulations like, you know, your heritage matters or your ancestry matters or whatever else. But it has to be, you know, I'm not going to be able to come up with them in the course of this video, and it's not for me or anybody really who's not part of that core team to come up with what those things are. And I think that they have to be bold enough not to worry about who they're going to, you know, what this person's going to say and what that person's going to say, because frankly, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant what any one person has to say about it. Any party has to just kind of nail their, they have to put the, do the Martin Luther, stick their bullet points on the wall. We stand for this. and be bold about it. And that would be good. Like, not only would it be good for message discipline, it would be good leadership as well. Okay. Third point, and this is increasingly important now they're coming under attack so much. Always be on offense. Okay. Always be on offense, or Abu, to remember that quickly. Always be on offense. I noticed, you know, they were attacked this week by Pimlico and Yakuza and some dickhead and Unheard and all of these other inorganic, privately funded, you know, weird, basically irrelevant publications. And, you know, I saw too many people getting caught up in the back and forth, in the kind of, justify this, justify, like, oh, they've asked us all these questions. Let's try to come up with the answers to those questions. No, that cannot, the answer has to be almost like, in pro wrestling, they call it stomping a mud hole in the guy's face. Okay, you have to like literally fight as Brock Lesnar, 100 miles an hour. We're just going forward. You will just be relentlessly attacked and mocked, and we're not going to answer any of your questions, any of your concerns, any of your what about this reading of Jean-Jacques Rousseau or whatever the hell. Step over all of that. If you're going to address them, it must be in an offensive capacity, okay? And what Restore should be doing is never trying to defend their own positions, but attacking Reform, basically, and just being on offense, okay? This is something that is very important for an insurgent party, okay? The power of Restore is in its offensive capabilities against the parties of the establishment and against the fact that Nigel is a fake and that he stuffed the party full of traitors who, you know, did the Boris wave and all those other things. These things write themselves. What I'm saying is at the moment I'm seeing too much defensive posture, and partly, and I'm being honest, this is a frank, I'm telling it like it is, okay? But I'm doing it in a friendly capacity. I'm not trying to be destructive in my critique, because we all want to see Restore do well. But I think the lads, on occasion in the past few weeks, have played themselves into trouble, because less is more. Less is more. Okay. And it's gonna take, you're gonna have to develop tactics to not get dragged down into the weeds, into the nonsense, because that's what they want. They want you to be explaining and defending yourself. If you're justifying yourself, if you're explaining, you're losing. You have to be on offense. You have to make them justify themselves, make them trip over. And because your opponents are Tory boys, because they are weasels by nature, they will, if you play by this playbook, they'll fall on all of the rakes. They'll fall for every trap. Even though I'm making this video here, right, so, and which any one of them can and probably will watch, it doesn't matter, because they are incapable of learning. How do I know? I spent my whole life watching Tory boys, and, you know, they are just crap at politics. So if you do this playbook, the less is more. Don't get dragged down into the detail. Don't be, you know, if they try to make you justify yourself, have ready-made, short and snappy answers. Don't get dragged down into the nonsense, okay? And the work has to be done behind the scenes to develop that Bible, okay? I don't mean the Bible, I mean a party Bible. You know, if this comes up, what is our ready-made answer? It's a quick, snappy line, you know, and that's it. And it should be always phrased in the form of offense, okay? Rather than get dragged down in talk of ethno-nationalism and so on, just, you know, something really quick and simple, like, you know, please don't try to deny our ancestry. End off. That's it. Or whatever else. So, yeah, and of course, game of politics is difficult. You're going to be up against journalists and so on, who are trying to do everything possible to put you off this playbook. That's where the message is discipline and less is more, as basic kind of mantras of what you're doing, will come in handy. Because at the moment, as I've said, it's like too much of this stuff is being done on the fly or in real time, and also being done severally, i.e., Charlie's got his own ideas, Harrison's got his own ideas, Connor's got his own ideas, and they're not quite the same. They need to be the same if you're going to be a party, okay? It cannot be that, I mean, like when I say look at the Bolsheviks, Lenin, he ran that party like a it wasn't the case that you could have 15 different theater guys on theory. Everybody would, there would be organizers, there'd be people who had dedicated roles, but the bottom line was what Lenin said went, no deviation. And it has to be, it kind of has to be like that. And it has to kind of, all of the disagreements have to be done behind closed doors, not in front of the camera. Because that is the game plan of the sniveling Tory boys, is to divide, to distract, to show up the confusion, to show, to kind of show the party up. So you need to kind of work these things out so that they just, all those attacks just bounce off. Speaking of which, that brings me to point four, which is a video I made a long time ago about how to combat the left. Okay. And this also goes with combating horrible sniveling Tory boys. Something I call dialectics and no dialogue. Okay. Let me just explain what that is. The dialectic should be they being the Tory boys, react to you. Now, it's not a problem if they're reacting to you and if they're reacting negatively or if they're reacting, but it doesn't matter. As long as they're reacting, you set the tempo. Okay. You set the tempo. In chess, it means that you're on offense and the other person's reacting to what you're doing. You set the tempo, and if you set the tempo, you then therefore set the agenda. Okay. And to be fair, Restore have done this quite well so far. But the no dialogue part is also important. The dialogue, the no dialogue is when one of these people writes some, trashy article having a go, you don't need to come back with a point by point rebuttal or with your own essay or with anything like that. You have to just step over it. Give them nothing at all. Okay. And I mean, I've got one more point on this, but it's important that almost you're aloof. You're kind of aloof from all of that because these people are just beneath you. They just don't matter at all. Nothing they say is of relevance to you, period. Because if you start engaging with the dialogue with them, they start to get dialectical momentum the other way. Okay. They start to, and I'm watching it happen now. They're sowing doubts. They're trying to peel people off against each other. And, as pathetic and weak and so on as they are, I've started to see they are actually, because the dialogue is happening, it's starting to kind of show some cracks for Restore, and that's bad. And the reason I'm making this video is to help with the game plan to combat any of that happening again. Okay. Very important, no dialogue. They can jump up and down as much as they want. They can call you all sorts of names, but as long as they're reacting to you, you're winning and they're losing. As soon as you start engaging with them and justifying yourselves to them, they are pulling you in. Okay. Which brings me then to point five. Don't get dragged into the crab bucket. That's what Jacques and Pimlico and all of these sniveling little Tory spad wannabes are. It's a crab bucket. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to drag the lads in Restore and the party itself into the crab bucket. And the way they do that is wringing you all up with drama, dragging you into drama all the time. Okay. What my recommendation for this is, instead of allowing them to drag the party into the crab bucket, simply leave it to people who are social media influencers who aren't actually part of the party, and they can then drag those people into the crab bucket. Okay, if they're fighting with somebody like I don't know, Bo from Lotus Eaters or Carl or me or something, the job is done. You don't need to. The party itself does not need to concern itself with that. Rupa almost has to be like a kind of quasi mystical figure hovering above all of this. Okay, less is more. Let people almost see what they want in him. Okay, and you know, the less explaining you do and the more you just have tight little slogans and things that people can just say, well, yeah, I agree. Because what it has to be is, it has to be, you know, just like the one I mentioned, no to foreign wars. It just has to be a quick, yeah, I agree with that. None of the other parties are saying that. I agree with that. What was your uncle? That's all it has to be. Okay, that's not going to happen if you're going over your timeline and it's this big, massive screeds. Okay, and if any of the you know, social media influencers are watching this, I mean, I think the way people play that, you know, even if you do start, like, you know, they had a go at me, these people, and you know, I did have a bit of a comeback, but my comeback was not to engage directly with anything they said. It was to basically say, well, look at their Tory boy faces. And you know, how can we metaphorically just mock these people so mercilessly that they can't post anywhere without anybody immediately thinking, you know, that these are just, you know, people called Simpkins and Perkins who went to a, you know, I mean, think of how pathetic these people are. Their parents sent them to 30 grand a year schools, okay, and all they've got for it is writing for a 2-bit outfit like Pimlico or Jacuz for probably no money at all, or bet, or peanuts money, okay, with a hope and a prayer that somebody at Reform might notice them and hire them as an assistant with a clipboard on 40 grand a year. Talk about fucking dismal failure. They are the crabs in the bucket, okay? So you shouldn't, like, you just shouldn't allow yourself to be dragged in there. Okay, and if you're the, you know, if you're the influencer, I would recommend you play it in the same way that I did, which is basically, again, Brock Lesnar. All you're getting from me is massive drop suplexes and stomps in the face in the corner. I'm not going to, like, nothing you say, and I'm not going to read your essay. It's just not important because you're the enemy. Because you're working for the establishment. You are identified as enemy. So, of course, there's nothing to say about you and nothing you have to say about me is irrelevant. But what I'm saying to restore is that they, in a way, have to let that drama and let that bucket fight, the crab bucket fight, happen outside of that. Like, they can't allow themselves to be dragged in that. Because the truth of the matter is that these people are, you know, despite how often Matt Goodwin wants to say it and how often these one of the people, you know, Pimlico and Jacuz want to say it, they are the ones who are not only terminally online, but terminally Westminster, terminally M25 bubble, terminally Tory think tank wonk wank. That's what they are. They are the crab bucket. So, you know, ideally we'll see a situation where they can't even move without, you know, hundreds of people just immediately calling them out for what they are, okay? Bullied, and they should be bullied relentlessly, but not by anybody officially connected with Restore. Just let the shock troops do that, because their strategy is to pull you in and to say, oh, didn't we tell you, look how online these people are. Look at all the online drama it's about. They need to be able to say, well, look, none of that stuff is necessary. And now you've got, now, you know, the editor of Pimlico is spending all his time arguing with, you know, John 4001 with an England flag. Okay. I mean, that's on him. If he wants to waste his time doing that, that's on him. You understand what I'm saying? The party needs to rise above all of this. and it needs to pitch itself up here somewhere. Not let the Tory crabs drag you down into the slime. That's what they want. So hopefully, you know, that's it. Those are the 5 points. I hope this was helpful. I'll go through them again. Message discipline, having 5 bullet points, short, to the point, that everybody knows and that nobody is in doubt as to what Restore stands for. And it's those 5 things and those 5 things only. And, you know, I'm going to say this nicely. I'll say it to, I'd say it to Charlie if he was sitting here with me now, okay? And I'd say it to Harrison or any of the others, or Connor. You know, again, to use the language of movie making and of making TV and things like that, you have to kill your babies, okay? You have to kill your babies. What that means is you may have some pet theory or something that you really believe in or something that you really love that is peculiar to you, okay, but may not be in the best interest of the party, okay? And you have to sublimate what you want, what your pet theory is, for the good of the party. That is party discipline. So once those 5 things, once you've hashed it out, and it could be, you know, you could sit down and have a 20-hour session hashing it out. It won't be easy. There could be tears and tiaras, as we say, right? But once you've got those 5 points, there should be no deviation left, no deviation right. Once you've decided on what it is what it is. And you can't, and then when you're on TV or you're on Twitter or whatever, you need to have the discipline not to smuggle in your baby again. Okay. Your baby's, you killed your baby. I know it's horrible language, but you know what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. And you have to be ruthless with that. You know, some of the best things that, you know, it's the same in books. It's the same in books. Okay. Some passages I've written that I've been really proud of, I've had to omit, I've had to delete. I remember when I was doing my PhD, I thought my supervisor was going to kill me, right? We were coming up to the end, and I said, look, you know, chapters 2 and 3, I think we have to lose them. There was tons and tons of work in chapter 2 and 3, worked my ass off for them, and I was proud of them. But it, for the thesis to work, I had to kill them, okay? And, you know, I had to face my supervisor wanting to kill me, right? Because he's like, what? Parvini, you've done it again. You know, what are you doing? But sometimes you have to be ruthless. And who knows? Maybe I wouldn't have written 10 books and got a job and had the career I had I not taken that decision then. And it turned out for the best, because that, you know, those chapters 2 and 3 then ended up forming the backbone of another book that I published, you know, down the line. I put it in a drawer, put the baby in a drawer to come out for another day. Okay. But the point, you understand the point, you have to be ruthless. The less is more thing. Okay. The keeping, like on Twitter, people are doom scrolling. Okay. They're watching, like, you know, bombs and what Trump said now and restore. Okay. They've got literally minutes to think about your tweet. They don't want to press view more, come up with a 1,000-word essay. I think it's bad messaging, and I think it needs to be short and to the point, and it needs to be memorable slogans or memorable short phrases that are non-negotiable. Okay. And that's why I mean the one that's pressing at the moment is no to foreign wars. That is just, there's no negotiating with it. It's no to foreign wars, but actually let's just support this one because of Israel, whatever. It's just no to foreign wars. Easy, simple to grasp, non-negotiable. You don't need the essay. You don't need the justification. You don't need the, but then, and, you know, because of this, but then that. Don't need any of it, okay? Always be on offense. We talked about dialectics and no dialogue. The no dialogue bit is increasingly important. One of the things that I think is difficult is that the boys are mates with some of these Tory boys. Again, it's going to be message discipline to just not do it, or at least if you're going to do the dialogue, don't do it in public. Don't do it in public, okay? You've got to know, you've got to no sell. You've got to smash them over the head with a with absolutely massive artillery if you're going on offense. But if they even try any jobber comebacks, or if they do any of their own critiques, you just no sell it. You give them nothing at all. That's dialectics and no dialogue. They can react to you. You don't even acknowledge their existence, and it has to be that way. And then I talked about the crabs being dragged into the crab bucket. Okay, there you go. That is my that is those are my recommendations for what Restore could do. Start doing this week. That I think would improve things. Not to say they've been doing a bad job, but I think if they took this advice here, they'd be doing an even better job. Pick up Foundations of Shakespeare, Trivium, many other courses at the Academic Agency. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you all next week. Go on, get out. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.